government's case against former state legislator Bruce Weirach took a major hit today with a Supreme Court decision. It vacated a lower court ruling that said Weirach can be tried for honest services fraud and has sent the case back to the Court of Appeals. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The Honest Services Law says elected officials and the heads of big companies should serve the public honestly, but the Supreme Court ruled today that it has been used in a way that's too broad and far-reaching. It says the law should only apply to people in positions of public trust who take or offer bribes and kickbacks. The federal government has used the law to prosecute a wide range of white-collar crimes. Bruce Weirach was accused of breaking the Honest Services Law for not disclosing that he'd asked oilfield services company Vico for a job. At the same time, he was representing Juno in the state house and voting on legislation affecting Vico. That doesn't violate state law, but the federal government wants to try Weirach for mail fraud since he used the U.S. mail to solicit Vico for employment. The feds say he should have disclosed that he'd asked for the job. But the Supreme Court's ruling today that the law only covers bribery and kickbacks now puts the government's case in question. Weirach's attorney, Doug Pope, says he talked to his client first thing this morning.
I would just say that we're all pleased that the court ruled the way it did. It wasn't a surprise. But other than that, we really just trying to process it all ourselves.
Pope says today's ruling does strike a big blow to the government's case.
It certainly eliminates their theory that you can charge someone with a federal crime merely because they failed to disclose information that the government thinks they should have disclosed. It certainly cuts out that theory, but whether it cuts out the count itself, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Pope says he suspects the Court of Appeals will throw the case back to the court in Alaska, but he says there's no way to know yet how it will proceed. Court watcher and attorney Cliff Groh in Anchorage writes the blog Alaska Political Corruption and has been following the case. Groh agrees that it's too early to say that Weirach is totally off the hook, but he says the government has a much steeper climb.
The short answer is, although I think it's unlikely that this case can proceed, the government has the ultimate, the Department of Justice has the ultimate authority to decide whether to keep going. Remember, they have other counts in this case, and they could try to prove their case on other theories, like traditional bribery theories. The big problem they've always had in this case is that Bruce Weirach didn't get money.
Groh says instead, the government alleged the promise of future benefit, but today's Supreme Court ruling says that's not a crime. Melanie Sloan, the executive director of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, says Weirach hugely benefits from today's decision. But she says, in her opinion, that's not good.
The public should have confidence that public officials are acting in the public interest and not in their own private interest. Mr. Weirach, by soliciting a job from somebody who he was making decisions that impacted, there was definitely a conflict of interest there. And we expect and have a right to expect our officials not to act in their own private interests when they're on the public payroll.
The High Court ruled today on three cases related to the Honest Services Law. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had the opinion in all of them. The first and main one involved former Enron chief executive Jeffrey Skilling, who was charged with violating the public trust when he schemed to hide Enron's poor finances. The court today found Skilling did not conspire to commit honest services fraud because he didn't take bribes. The other case involved media mogul Conrad Black, who's accused of bilking people out of millions of dollars through bogus legal fees and agreements. Both Skilling and Black's cases will go back to the lower courts. The Supreme Court could have completely tossed out the Honest Services Law, and while the court agreed it's too vague, it did keep it intact. Melanie Sloan with CREW says still this dramatically changes the job of prosecuting public officials. She says the law was the single most used tool in corruption cases.
This has been a huge setback to prosecutors who are now going to be forced to charge bribery instead, and bribery has a much higher standard of proof. You can't simply show that an official benefited in some way. You need that direct quid pro quo, and that will be much harder for prosecutors. And I think that it is imperative that Congress move very quickly to change the law so that honest services fraud is once again prohibited.
While Crewe lobbies Congress to tighten up the law, the Justice Department has to figure out what to do in the trio of cases dealt with by the Supreme Court today. Tracy Schmaller with the Justice Department in Washington says they'll continue to hold corrupt officials accountable. She says they're studying whether the court's interpretation leaves them with the tools they need to ferret out corruption. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.